This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime Inland Empire journalist and KVCR news contributor, Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories over the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Two of the seven former Beaumont officials charged with public corruption have pled guilty. There have been so many former Beaumont officials that have been involved in public corruption cases. You're going to have to update us on who we're talking about here.
Well, sure. This was a massive corruption case. The former police chief pled guilty to a misdemeanor conspiracy charge. He took an interest-free loan of $50,000 from the city, and he has agreed to do 200 hours of community service and serve 3 years on probation. Now, the former public works director pled guilty to a felony count of conflict of interest, and six counts of misappropriation of public funds were dismissed. He agreed to pay $3 million in restitution and serve 3 years on probation. Now, this big case involved the use of $43 million in public money. Much of it was spent on a consulting firm that was formed by some of these former city officials, well, city officials at the time. Charges are still pending against the former city manager, development director, planning director, finance director, and city attorney. They've all pled not guilty. They're accused of embezzling and misappropriating this money. Their preliminary hearing is scheduled for February 22nd.
Now, this goes back several years, these charges for this group of people. And you're saying that some of these people are pleading not guilty, which means trials are upcoming and maybe we're looking at a couple more years.
Yeah, these things can take time. We'll see what happens as the preliminary hearing date approaches. Preliminary hearing is where the judge decides whether or not there's enough evidence to make the defendant stand trial. Now, Ken, I wanted to mention that in a separate case, a Beaumont councilman has stepped down. This is Mark Orozco. We talked about him a few weeks ago. He pled guilty to bribery and perjury related to falsifying a campaign finance report unrelated to this massive embezzlement and misappropriation of public funds case. Orozco has agreed to pay a fine of $10,000, serve 6 months under house arrest, and do 3 years probation. And he will never hold elected office again.
Okay, next. The family of a female inmate who died in a San Bernardino County jail is suing, alleging 30 people have died in county custody in the past 3 years. Is this that High Desert prison that we're talking about?
This is actually the county jail, the High Desert Detention Center in Adelanto. I think you're probably thinking of the one where inmates awaiting deportation are held.
This is a different institution. Then.
Correct. Okay. This is just the county jail up in the High Desert.
Okay.
The lawyers are saying that about 60% or more of inmates who have died, those 30 you referred to, have suffered a medical problem that hasn't been properly treated. Some of them have been brought in under the influence of alcohol or drugs and have later died in jail cells. The sheriff's department, in a prepared statement, said that they stand behind the quality of medical care given to inmates, that they deny any abuse or neglect, and they say that patients are actually able to ask for medical help at kiosks in the housing units. The sheriff's department has made some improvements in recent years. One of the allegations that these lawyers are making is that inmates haven't been properly screened for medical problems. A group in the Bay Area has filed a class action suit based on those grounds, and they say they've been negotiating with the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department has agreed to revamp the screening process to catch more of these problems before they become medical emergencies.
Okay. And finally, we're going to do a quick little roundup here of things, because at the end of our talk every week, Cassie, we always say, well, we're going to have to look into that later, and we'll keep our eyes on that one. Well, our eyes have been on a couple of things here. Let's start out with the Moreno Valley City Council repealed a code of ethics enacted in the wake of alleged corruption. What's the update on that?
There is a new council, a new council majority that was elected last year, and this conflict of interest code was adopted by the previous council, and so the current council says, well, we don't believe it's necessary, at least a majority of them did. The Conflict of Interest Code required council members to disclose when they've received campaign contributions over $500 if a donor has business before the city within 2 years of that donation. It also required council members to disclose if they work for a public agency and the agency has business before the city. I mean, it was passed in the interest of transparency and public trust. And again, the new council seems to feel it's just not necessary.
And in Redlands, there is a vacancy on the city council because of the death of Councilwoman Pat Gilbreth. The Redlands Council has their choice of either setting a special election or appointing. What are they going to do?
Well, not surprisingly, because of the cost of a special election, the council decided to appoint. They have opened the application period. Applications are being accepted through November 13th. And then on November 21st, they're going to have a public interview process for all of the candidates. And whether they make the choice that evening or later, that will be how the choice is made.
And San Bernardino County has a new chief executive officer after the departure months ago of Greg Devereaux, the longtime CEO of San Bernardino County.
Right. They've had an interim in place, Dina Smith. They have chosen instead to promote Gary McBride. He's a longtime county employee, most recently as the chief financial officer of the county. As you mentioned, they did not have someone to put in place immediately, even though Devereaux announced his retirement back in January. And I contrast that with Riverside County. Riverside County, when Jay Orr just recently announced his retirement, they immediately put a new CEO in place. They knew who they wanted. San Bernardino County has apparently gone through a more exhaustive process. They say they interviewed 34 candidates for this job.
And then they hired their CFO.
Right.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you for that.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.